Summer School by Domenica Di Rosa. Read by Jane McDowell. Chapter 1. Preparations. 31st of July. Patricia O'Hara, also known as Signora O'Hara, also known as Patrizia, also known as the Englishwoman from the Castello, pushes her damp hair away from her face and tries to concentrate on her list. Although the kitchen is cool, the heat outside is so intense that it seems to be pressing against the windows. Her writing, very black against the white paper, pulsates unpleasantly on the page. To do. 1. Tell Aldo re aubergines. 2. Towels in yellow room. 3. Swimming pool cleaning. Matt? She pauses, sighing. The question mark next to her teenage son's name seems significant, even ominous. These days, so much of her relationship with him seems to be taken up with questions. Where are you going? When will you be back? Who with? How much? Did you take precautions? As his answer to these inquiries is invariably a grunt, if she is lucky, or a torrent of surprisingly eloquent abuse, it is no wonder that the question mark themselves seem to float, phantasm-like, around the head of her 16-year-old son. In fact, they can be distilled fairly simply. What are you doing and who are you doing it with? She thinks she knows the answer to the second question. Matt has unerringly bonded with the only two teenage delinquents in San Severino, while most local Italian boys are having Sunday lunch.